This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat. Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. The diet that worked before might not work for you now. And I've been through a lot of gains and loss phases with my body composition over the last 7 years, which is about the time I started my flexible dieting logging. I want to share some of the data I pulled from it as I dug through past records. I've gained weight eating 75 grams of carbs. I've lost weight eating 130 grams of carbs. I've gained weight eating 150 grams of carbs. I've lost weight eating 300 grams of carbs. You can see where I'm going with this? As much as we like to believe otherwise, our bodies are damn smart and know how to adapt under stress. We usually think our bodies are the opposite, that they suck, that they don't respond well, but the truth is our bodies respond how it knows how to keep us alive. Might not be the most aesthetically pleasing way to respond, but hey, it's keeping you alive, and that's most important, and that's more important than having abs. I regress. Anytime we put a caloric restriction on our body, it becomes more stressed and it finds a way to adapt. Hence, plateaus if we don't change anything. The more we diet, the more our bodies become resilient, the harder it is to force it into the stressful situations that elicit changes to occur in our favor, also known as a caloric deficit or a diet. Just because a certain meal plan or macro ratio worked before doesn't necessarily mean it will again. You need to remember where you were during those other times of your life, how much exercise you were doing, and the amount of muscle you had, hormones, other stress factors, lifestyle, nutrition, consistency, habits. There are three important tools to implement in order to help you understand your progress and be successful if this is your current goal. Number one is body composition testing, something like InBody, DEXA, Bod Pod, or an accurate doctor-tested calipers. Number two is tracking your data, like your nutrition, your exercise, sleep, hydration, hormones. This could also be blood tests done a couple times a year. And number three is staying consistent. Don't give up quickly. Stick to a healthy, slow, and sustainable structure for at least 6 to 8 weeks in order to collect better data and make small adjustments as needed. More is better, but I would highly encourage at least 2 months first. On our coaching team, CFL Coaching, we set a minimum of 4 months to ensure we have a really healthy and solid foundation built with each client during that time, which is more than enough time to build habits, be consistent, and then really start to make progress to composition changes. So to tie those three together, the more information you have, the more you know, and likely the more you can see progress. So a big reminder or takeaway with all of this is that you cannot always be dieting, but currently, if you're in this current phase or are planning on it and you have questions or need proper guidance, my team of coaches at Courtney for Life are here to help. We teach our clients the how and the why with everything in their programming so they can feel confident and understand their processes in order to see the progress. So remember, the diet that worked for you before might not work for you now, and that's okay because we're here to help. Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.